Slide one, I think. There we go. So if you're visiting here today, we just want to make sure you guys know that you're really important to us. So if you would help us out and just text the simple word welcome to 616-208-2880, then you can just fill in as much information as you're comfortable with. That way we can stay connected with you and just help you with whatever information you might have or want. We're going to have a great service today. We've got a special service prepared for all of you. We're going to have a few announcements. We're going to have an offering. We're going to have some great worship, as you already seen. We're going to worship the Lord. And then we're going to get some encouragement out of the Word. And so I just want to encourage you to open your hearts to God, because He wants to encourage each and every one of us today. Amen? It's going to be a great day today. Join me as we pray to the living God. Heavenly Father, we just thank You so much that You've brought each one of us in here today. It's no accidents, no coincidences. You stirred us to come here today, Lord, and we're looking for a touch from You. Would You please take us out of our feelings, out of our experiences, out of our whatever happened last week, last month, last year, whatever other people are doing. Take us past all that mess, Lord, and touch us as only the living God can do. Holy Spirit, we invite You in now to cause faith to arise that we could literally, openly, and honestly enjoy the love of the living God. Would You please do that for us? And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. If you would open up your bulletin to the inside, we're just going to touch base on a few of these announcements. And we're going to have a couple of minutes where people can come up and give testimonies. Now, if you were here last week, you might remember that Logan gave a testimony. He did such a great job. Logan, you knocked it out of the park. You really did. You know, sometimes we think, well, it's just a testimony. It's not a big deal. Testimonies are important. Testimonies are powerful. Testimonies, first off, they give God the glory, and that's always the most important thing, right? So testimonies show us God's goodness and God's faithfulness. But it also has a specific truth in there, a specific promise in there. And so like last week when Logan shared his testimony, it encouraged several people here. He touched several people. So I just want to encourage you guys, everybody right now, just think about this last week. What did God do for you? What do you think? Maybe think, well, it's the same old, same old. Maybe, maybe not. And so in just a minute, we're going to give opportunity. If you want to come up and just share, just take a minute or two. Say, hey, this is what I was going through. This is what God did. He's faithful. God will do the rest. God will take and fill in any holes that you leave. Just trust me on that one. So if you have your bulletins open, we have a prayer meeting a week from tomorrow. There's no prayer meeting tomorrow night. We have a special meeting come up on November 20th. All the details are there with a special speaker. That'll be a super encouraging meeting. It'll just be a meeting that will help us to know the goodness of God and how much His heart is for us. Amen? I think we can't hear that too often. And all men, attention to men, we're going to have a men's breakfast. That's on November 30th, the last Saturday of this month. So I know it's like right after Thanksgiving, but it's still going to be a great time. We'll meet at the restaurant and we'll have some fellowship and we'll definitely put our feed bags on. Amen? Ladies cannot come. No. So. Well, maybe you can talk your husband into bringing in the doggy bag for you. So. All the life groups, we've got the Sunday night, Wednesday night, Saturday nights going on. We have the game night coming up. That is this coming Friday. So game nights are a great time if you want to get out as a family. If you just want to get out of the house on Friday night, you don't feel like doing the usual stuff, we all just set up right back there in the fellowship room and play some games, have some snacks, and just have a great time. So it's a good time, especially for families, because sometimes families, if you have small kids or you have a couple of kids, it's hard to find something to do on a Friday night. This is a great option for that. And ladies Bible studies coming up December 14th. It's a Saturday. I just want to encourage all the ladies. If you're interested in that, you can definitely talk to Cindy Newman. She'd love to fill you in all the details with that. So before we take the offering, I want to do something a little bit special today. Can I have all of the veterans come on up? You guys probably are aware that tomorrow morning, or tomorrow all day actually, is Veterans Day, where we celebrate all the men and the women that have served, or either are serving or have served in the military. So me and Kevin and Oren and Kyle are all the veterans that happen to be here today. I think there's a couple more, but we happen to be here today. So could I have Brian and Brad come up and pray for us?
Okay, before we pray, I want to talk especially to the kids about anyone that's like 2 to 92. It's fine. But especially to the kids, I want to explain what's going on here. Now, we're all part of this experiment that we call the United States of America, right? That's our country, correct?
Yep.
Not a heads? Okay, so we're all part of that, but this is a special group. This is a special group that went and served in the military that protects us, right? Now, the way we do it is this thing that we call Veterans Day is tomorrow, and this is an easy way to remember it. Just remember the numbers 11, and this is where it all started. It was on 11-11 at 11 a.m., 101 years ago. It's all ones, right? The end of the Great War occurred, and that was a big date for everybody around the world. But we took it in the United States, as, and we've called it several things over the years, but we took it in the United States and we made it into things called Armistice Day, and it evolved into what we call Involved in Change is what that means. We call it Veterans Day now. And these are all, in this case, it's four gentlemen. It's not all men, it's ladies as well. This is the day that we honored those people that volunteered, went, and when I say went, they went a lot of different places, these people we call veterans, and they went all over the world. And the unique thing about veterans, I believe, in the United States is, for the most part, they have served to gain freedoms for other people who are not part of this country. Now, why does that come into play in church? Why does that come to play in our Christian faith? Because Jesus did the same, right? And so these guys are part of that larger group, and these four guys don't make up the whole military. There's several millions at different times, and and that's a big number, but there's many, many, many people who have done this over the generations. These guys just happen to be a multiple set of generations. So we have, you were the last one out, right? When did you finish your career in the military? Or are you still a reservist?
No, I finished in August 2017.
Okay, so that's about 2 years ago. When did you finish your service?
December 31st, 2017.
Okay, so you were actually the last one out by a couple months. Okay, so he's our newest veteran. Oren, when did you finish your service?
1966.
That's a little ways back. Okay, and Pastor Mike, when did you finish your service in the Marines?
That was 1984.
1984. Okay, so you can see the calendar time of when these guys finished was a significant span there, several decades. I don't think we have any Civil War vets, but that would represent a very large span of our history, 1966 to 2017. That's a lot of years. So we're going to pray for these guys, and we're going to thank them specifically for their service to our country. And we're going to pray into their lives, okay? A blessing. Lord, we just thank you for each one of these veterans, whatever service they did and whatever branch they served in. Lord, first and foremost, we thank you for these brothers in this case. Lord, we just thank you for the time they served, for what they did, for the good that they brought, and the safety that they bought for us, Lord. We just thank you. And Lord, for each and every one of them, touch them where they are right now. We thank you for their abiding time and their love for you and their time in this fellowship, Lord. We just thank you that each and every one of them are there with us in this fellowship. They each bring a special set of talents. They each bring a special outlook. And each and every one of them, we thank you for right now and bless them where they are. Bless their families, the extension of them, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name for their efforts on behalf of all of us.
Yes, Lord, thank you for these men. They're willing to lay down their lives when they were in the service for us, just like you did. We ask you to bless them and bless those who are still serving. Mm-hmm. Amen. Protect them, keep an eye over them, always.
Yes, God.
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, guys. Well, we'll take the offering now. Can I have the ushers come up? After the offering, we'll have the worship team come up. But in between there, if there's anybody who wants to bring a testimony after we take the offering, why don't you come on up and just take a minute or two and just share something good about what God's been doing. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. Lord, I stand before you again another Sunday. Just, I'm overwhelmed by your faithfulness. And, Lord, I'm overwhelmed and humbled by the people's faithfulness in this body. We have a spirit of giving and generosity like
It's almost unheard of anywhere else, Lord. And so I just want to say thank you, God, for each and every precious saint in this building. Would you please bless the givers, each and every one that's cheerfully giving today, Lord. Would you please bless them, strengthen them, multiply them. I pray for increase in finances. And, Lord, I pray for an increase of your blessing on their home, on their relationships, on their health. Not just money, Lord. I'm praying for your presence to be multiplied to the givers that are given back to you today, Lord. Would you please bless our offering, bless the givers, and, Lord, give us strategies and open doors so that we can take the finances that you've blessed us with and we can impact lives so that they will know you. Would you help us to do that, Lord? In Jesus' name, amen. So anybody that would like to come up and share testimony?
Morning.
Good morning.
So we, as you guys know, we have prayer night on Mondays. And I don't know what she's doing. Lily came with us for the first time to prayer night. And one of the things we prayed for, well, we prayed for a few things, and I wanted her to share what she prayed for. What did you pray for yesterday or last Monday?
For who? Nana.
For Nana? For what else?
For the internet to come on.
I'll explain that later. And what else?
Sophie.
Sophie. So we prayed for our cat Sophie that went missing on Saturday night last weekend. And we all assumed the worst because it was, you know, below freezing and freezing cold outside. And then our internet, she does online homeschooling, so it's kind of an important deal. And then for Nana to feel better. The next day, Sophie walks up to the slider door, and she found her. And then Internet worked, and Anna felt better. So I wanted just to give praise the praise report. So.
Thank you, Lily, for sharing that testimony. You sound a lot like your dad. Hey there, Silas. Come on up. Okay.
I prayed for my mom and dad last night that they could have a good day today.
Okay.
And AJ too, that so he could have a good day and not bother me that much.
Awesome, amen. Anyone else? Worship team, would you like to, oh, just a second. There you go, Mary.
Thanks. I just want to encourage everybody today. You know, I look out through this crowd and see many of them that have had hardships and troubles and situations that it's not always pleasant to go through. But I also see God sees everything before we even know it. And these trials sometimes are what the path that God has us to take, so that the end results will come out for his glory and honor. So when you're going through situations, don't groan and moan and say, why does this happen to me? But be joyful and sing praise to God, because he's allowing this for your good, that you'll see something fantastic come out of it. So be patient and always be joyful in the Lord.
Wow. Good word, Mary.
That was a good word, Mary, because I went through some dental stuff, and that was one of my things I was griping about. Why me? But I went to the prayer meeting on Monday, and just everybody covered me with prayer that it would go well, no complications, and it did. It was just, if anything's perfect on earth, that turned out perfect for me. So I know it was the prayers of the saints.
Mine isn't really a testimony, but I haven't been here for about 3 weeks, and do not think if you're not here like a week
I did, you know, I think, okay, it's not going to matter. You know, everybody else is going to be there. I'm just me, you know, blah, 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 blah. But when you have an 8-year-old little boy come up to you in the morning, I think he's 8. Silas, are you 8? My little 7-year-old. He came up to me this morning and said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Well, I haven't been here for a few weeks." And he goes, "Yeah, I know. Where have you been?" And I said, "I just wasn't here." And he goes, "Yeah, I know. Where were you?" And he said, "I missed you." So even the little kids who you just realize they're little kids, and the last time I saw them was when I did children's church, and just knowing that, you know, somebody 8 years old or 7 years old realized I wasn't here. That just, Silas, you made my day.
Yeah, we miss you, Denise. Well, worship team, would you like to come up and lead us in worship?
Good morning, everyone. I have just a little one to share. I go to aqua aerobics 4 times a week, and you know, I'm probably one of the youngest ones in there because it's at 8 in the morning. But I met another lady. She's probably about my age, though. And she was talking the other day about her daughter. And her daughter's withdrawing and pulling away. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you just kind of see the signs of going through that time in your life where you're wondering what's happening and what's going on. And, you know, there's 2 different ways that a young teenager can go, isn't there? So I said, "Can I just pray with you, Beth?" And she broke down in tears, and we just prayed for her daughter. But to know that someone else is praying with you, all it takes is to reach out to somebody that you see is hurting, or they can, some people just open up and tell you their life story. And those are the people that you can touch with the hand of God by just saying, "Can I pray with you?" So that was my testimony this week. So as we enter into worship, let's remember what Jesus Christ did for us and the love that he showed for us.
Thank you.
Well, Lord Jesus, we're just so grateful to be able to stand in your presence and sing your praises. As we sing simple words and simple phrases, the immensity of your presence and your love that touches our hearts is amazing. Father, we just say thank you so much for your gift of salvation. Thank you, Father, for showing in open display how much you love us. You gave your Son for us. You traded your perfect Son, Jesus, through a horrible death on the cross and total humiliation, completely rejected by the human race. You traded him, and he went through all that to convince us how much you love us, as proof of how much you love us. It's not just some kind of an idea. It's proof that you love us, literally more than we could even imagine. And so today, Lord, as we look in the book of Revelation and Colossians, and we look at a couple things, we talk about a couple things, Father, would you please help us? Because I don't think our little human brains can actually fathom the size of your love, the depth of your love, the wonder of your love. Would you help us? Would you give us supernatural intellect so we can grasp how much you love us? Right here, right now, personally, individually. Would you help us with that? We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name of the one and only risen Savior. The only one. He's got no competition. He doesn't have a peer group. He's the only one. In that name, we pray. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Worship team, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kyle, you did a great job on that. Thank you. So all the kids are released along with the children's workers. The rest of us, if you would like to turn in your Bible to Revelation chapter 1.